Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, this next conversation, it's an important one. You know, and it's just, you've said it a million times, Marty. You've said the Catholic Church has $2,000 an hour attorneys.
Oh, yeah.
Fighting any kind of restitution or justice.
Changing the law, allowing people to file suit.
For these sex abuse survivors. So, you know, how about this? This is out today. The Catholic Church spent $5.3 million lobbying in Pennsylvania, focused on thwarting legislation that would aid clergy abuse survivors. So $5.3 million that could go to people who could really benefit from it, not. Well, we wanted to reach out to the law firm Seeger Weiss out of New York that did this this report here. And Michelle Simpson Teagle is on the line with us right now. Michelle, welcome to KDKA Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
You know, this is eye-popping to me. Boil is down for us, because this is just, holy cow.
Sure. So, you know, really what this report lays out is sadly what we have known all along, that the church does not really stand with survivors and that they're refusing to take responsibility for the decades of abuse that took place under their watch. And, you know, what the report really lays out and breaks down is what we've been seeing, which is thankfully the law changed in New York and New Jersey and is giving survivors the ability to have their day in court and to have justice and to seek the answers that really I have seen be therapeutic for them. But unfortunately, in the state of Pennsylvania, where we see that the Catholic Church has spent over $5 million, the most in the Northeast, where they've spent the most money, we've seen the least progress. And it's one of the few states up there, you know, in that area where we're not seeing a revival window or a statute of limitations change.
It's right. Disgusting. Right. And you know, to your point, and you're spot on with this, you're preaching to the choir here, Michelle. I'm curious. There's no way this money comes from insurance providers. Where does this money come from,
right.
This millions and millions of dollars? Do you know?
You know, I think a lot of it comes from the Catholic Church,
yes,
and their lobby. I mean, a lot of this information that we compiled is publicly available on the Common Law Pennsylvania Lobbying Disclosure webpage. And you can see that there have actually been different arms that the church has set up to do this dirty work. And, you know, what we really want is for them to care more about solving these problems, and instead of fighting it with all of these millions of dollars, that they put more effort and more money towards fixing it.
Yeah, it would be nice to see some sort of leadership, some kind of, something that actually made Catholics think that the church cared.
Well, open the statute
right.
of limitations up,
you know,
for 2 years like they did in California. Let people file lawsuits and move on with it.
Right.
And that is part of the process. And, you know, there have been many of empty words spoken about how the church stands in support of sexual abuse survivors, but the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the proof is in their action and the reforms that they actually put in place that make a difference in people's lives. And that's where they've been failing.
So really, the grand jury report that came out in Pennsylvania that blew the lid off of the reality that so many abuse victims have known for so long, that's really what started so much of this stuff. I'm amazed, though, that Pennsylvania, the church spent the most in Pennsylvania to basically squash the notion of this, to extend the statute of limitations.
Right, right. And, I mean, they've spent over $5 million, which is almost double what they spent in New York. And, again, I mean, it really does boil down to where they've spent the most money. We have seen the laws that really help survivors not pass. And what I would hope is that the legislators in Pennsylvania will get wise and stand up to the church and to lobbyists for insurance companies and say, we understand that's where y'all are, but we care more about our people and we care more about children.
Absolutely.
And we're not going to stand for that.
Yeah.
Michelle Simpson Teagle, kind enough to join us today. Man,
I would hope that
folks, by the way, Michelle, you might not know this county, but there are 800,000 Catholics in Allegheny County. Looks like you're calling from Dallas. I lived there for 8 years. It doesn't have the same Catholic roots.
Right.
But the people here...
Not the same Catholic Catholic roots, but we have a lot of Catholics in Texas.
Yeah.
It's not quite the percentage that you have up in Pennsylvania, but I am litigating a number of cases up there, and I'm actually coming next week, and I spend a lot of time there. And so I understand how deep those roots are,
right.
But I think the roots of taking care of people and children have to run deeper.
I agree. This is disgusting to me. And you know what? It's shameful. And we've been talking about this for a couple of years now, that I know lawyers in Pittsburgh that are $1,500 an hour that are getting paid by the same companies you're talking about. And this money could be put towards victims. Do you have any idea why the Catholic leadership is standing as if they're wearing cement on their shoes?
Right.
Why? Do you know why, Michelle?
You know, I wish I could answer why.
So do we.
All I can think is that it's just a continuation of the same narrative of protecting themselves and keeping things in the dark. I'm not as concerned about the why as I am concerned about moving forward, getting my clients answers, and changing the law so survivors in states like Pennsylvania will have the ability to do that. It's such a travesty that if a kid was abused in New Jersey or New York, just miles away, they may get justice, but someone in Pennsylvania can't.
Ugh.
That's just horrible.
It is, and it's reprehensible, and it really makes a lot of us who are Catholic scratch our heads and say, you know what? Every time another Catholic tries to guilt me to go back to church, I just find something else like this, that the church spent $5.3 million lobbying in Pennsylvania against this extension of the statutes of limitations. It just makes me angry.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate y'all shedding light on this. Thank
we appreciate your work. Thanks so much.
You know, it's the same conversation we've had with Alan Parra.
Back and forth.
He has 75 cases.
Yes.
He lost friends over this.
Yes.
And the Catholics who are stubbornly convinced that the Catholic Church is doing the right thing.
I got a nasty gram the other day after you and I
Did
talked
you?
About this. Absolutely, yeah. And it's sort of like, hey, if it's still kosher with you, you can go. Go ahead.
Knock yourself out.
I'm just telling you, I don't feel comfortable there anymore.
Quit telling me to quit picking on the Catholics. This isn't about me picking on anyone. This is disgusting behavior. $5 million. Disgusting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.